The same fast-moving currents that played a part in the vessel sinking severely limited working hours for salvage crews. It also limited their ability to position themselves around the wreck. Magone says in early lift attempts, the rushing tide would have been strong enough to sweep up the Lone Star once it was dislodged and carry it away while it was still attached to the lifting gear.
It's going to cause all your anchors to get tore out of the bottom, and you're going to have a big wreck, see? So that was the biggest problem we had, was that there was no way to get the thing lifted and floating in time with the speed of the gear that we had.
They tried to use a combination of air-filled lift bags and cranes. That was far from ideal. The heavy lift barge that Magone would usually use for a job like the Lone Star isn't up to Coast Guard code right now. So for this response, they tried to improvise with smaller equipment. And to make matters worse, the Lone Star turned out to be extremely heavy for its size. It might be because there's still fish aboard the 78-foot vessel, but it could have something to do with suction from the muddy riverbed.
Well, we don't know yet. But when we get it up, we're going to find out.
Magone's determined to get it out, so he's gone back to the drawing board. He went to Unalaska to get new heavy-duty response equipment provided by Resolve Marine Group. That's the Florida-based company that recently bought out Magone's business. Magone's new plan takes advantage of Resolve's barge, two chain pullers, and a heavy-duty crane. Overall, they provide 700 tons of lifting power. That should be more than enough. To get the best grip on the vessel, Magone says his crew will try and wrap the Lone Star in chains. They'll have to use a high-pressure jet lance.
It has a cable shackled to one end of it. The divers point that in under the hull, and then we lower the pipe down, and it digs itself a hole into the boat.
Divers can connect chains to the cable, then pull the Lone Star up from the bottom. They only have to get it up a few feet, so the heavy lift barge can drag it to shallower water.
When we get shallow enough, then we'll set it down and let the tide go out, and so then the tide will expose the boat, and then we can pump it out and stay in a safe situation, so we don't end up being vulnerable with this boat hanging sideways in the current.
That whole process will take about a week, plus a few extra days to let the Lone Star drain. Then Magone's team will tow the vessel to Unalaska. The Coast Guard signed off on this new plan earlier this week. They're sending a single representative from Coast Guard Sector Anchorage to the Igoochik River to ensure the rescue is carried out safely. Of course, nothing's guaranteed in a salvage operation in fast-moving remote waters, but Petty Officer Sean Eggert says the Coast Guard has faith in this new approach.
With the plan being approved, I think there is confidence that this time around, they've got the right equipment on scene, and that they're going to be, we're all hoping that they'll be successful with this.
The vessel sank June 30th with about 10,000 gallons of diesel and other petroleum products on board. The leaking fuel prompted the state to shut down the Igoochik River sockeye fishery at the peak of the season. In Unalaska, I'm Ben Matheson.